This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Mr. Daryl Ryder, who's in studio with us. Hi, D.
Hello, boys.
Hey. How are we?
It's always fun when you're in studio.
We're doing well. We're just so excited about a game on Saturday because that means get it over with and then let's go.
Yeah, but you're actually going to see some starters on Saturday, so I would expect a little more enthusiasm from you, Jeff. It's not like the first two preseason games.
That's true. Who do you expect to see on offense? The entire offensive line?
I would think so. I think
protect Joe, right?
Yeah. Look, I think you have Joe play a quarter. I mean, we'll find out hopefully later today. Kevin Stefanski did tell us yesterday that, hey, I'll let you know how we're going to play this thing on Thursday, which is today, which is they're treating as a Friday. And so if I were Kevin Stefanski, I would go starters for a quarter. So that's usually two series, which is plenty. Mm-hmm. And then, give each quarterback a quarter. So then go, Dylan or Gabriel, because there's no Kenny Pickett this week.
Yeah, Pickett's not playing.
So go Dylan Gabriel in the second quarter, Shedeur Sanders in the third quarter, and then have Tyler Huntley with the mop and bucket in his hand to clean things up in the fourth. That's just how I would do it, because I think that's like the cleanest way to do it, unless like you're in the middle of a drive as you're spanning the quarters there and you want the quarterback to finish that specific drive. But yeah, I'd just give each quarterback a quarter.
All right, I want you to play middle-of-the-road journalist on this, and I want you to answer two questions. Why is it a good thing that Joe Flacco is starting? Why is it a bad thing that Joe Flacco is starting?
Well, I'll go bad thing first. You're putting him at risk, right? I mean, he's on.
I'm sorry. First game of the season. Game of the season.
Well, the bad thing is because you're delaying the inevitable, and that is at some point you're going to play a younger player at that position. Okay. Like, let's just be realistic and honest about it. Mm-hmm. He is not starting all 17 games this season unless he does for 17 weeks what he did in 2023 over five games, right? And I don't know that it's fair to expect that of Joe at this point. I hope that's the case. Like, I hope I'm dead wrong. I hope he starts all 17 games. And if he does, that means the Browns are making the playoffs because he's played that well. The team's played that well. They win a lot of games, right? So I'm just trying to be realistic about that situation. But that'd be why it's bad. Why it's good is because you can at least sell to your fans right now, hey, we're trying. Right out of the gate, we're putting the most experienced player out there, the most decorated player out there, player that performed well for us in this offense when he was last here. So you can sell to your fans, hey, we are trying right out of the gate. And then if things go the way most experts are expecting them to go, right, which is not well, then you go ahead and make changes in the season and you pivot to, well, now we got to take a look and see what we got in that room because we've got two first-round draft picks next year. We have to figure out just what on earth do we have to do with those picks, right? Or what do we need to do with those picks? So at some point, we're going to see Dylan Gabriel. Can't wait for that. I don't know if we'll see Shedeur Sanders or not. And I honestly, right now, I don't know if we'll see Kenny Pickett.
I was just going to ask you about that. What would keep you from seeing Kenny Pickett and...
They trade him.
It's that he's not on this team.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think if he's on this team, he's QB2.
I do too.
He's the next guy up, right? Because the whole reason that they brought him in, he was supposed to be a reclamation project, right? They were going to try and do what we've seen
Geno
other
Smith,
teams do.
Geno Smith, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I mean, the Darnold's dismissal of the world, right? They change scenery, and then all of a sudden they find a little something. And that's what the Browns are trying to do. I mean, look, let's be honest about it. This quarterback room is the island of misfit toys, right? You've got, and again, no disrespect to any of them, and especially Joe Flacco, considering his resume, but he is 40 years old. He is, you know, on the 18th hole in his career. So let's call it the way it is. And then you've got Kenny Pickett, who played a couple years for arguably one of the worst offensive coordinators in professional football history, and did not play all that well, but found ways in the fourth quarter to win some games, right? Yeah. So there's that intangible that intrigues you.
And then went to grad school last year in Philly.
Then you've got the undersized Dylan Gabriel, who you shocked the world by using a third-round draft pick on. And then you've got Shedeur Sanders, and I love what Jason Lloyd wrote in The Athletic today. I don't know where that kid fits in because I'll be honest with you, I was thinking this yesterday. I don't even know why they drafted the kid at this point because they really didn't give him a chance to win the quarterback competition, and they basically said it was because he wasn't ready.
Nor Gabriel.
But Gabriel got more of a chance.
Yeah, but I don't know, Andy. Okay, probably not.
You're a big Saints fan. Would you have given him a chance?
Yeah, considering what's in New Orleans right now, hell yes.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But you know, and again, I'm not saying that he's ready. Because I don't think he or Dylan Gabriel are ready. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But like, I'm starting to ask, why did they draft this kid? Other than just to be like a developmental project.
The one catch to you're exactly right, is this. Okay, you drafted him, and you want to try and develop him, but right. You have those two first-round picks next year.
I know.
In a quarterback draft that's supposed to be pretty darn good.
And I got news for you. If you think that you're going to have your answers by giving Dylan Gabriel 4 or 5 games, or even if you give Shedeur 4 or 5 games, we're just speaking in hypotheticals.
It's not enough.
You mean to tell me you're going to make a franchise-altering decision based on that size of a window? Like, that just doesn't smell very realistic to me either.
Daryl, the one thing I said, the minute that they named Joe the starting quarterback, to me that meant there's no question they're drafting a quarterback next year. I don't think that you're going to be able to go through Flacco.
Or they know what we all know, and that is that Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders right now as we speak are not ready and are not it.
And that's
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The thought, because you're not going to give either one of those guys or Pickett, and maybe they would have if Pickett were healthy.
I kind of feel
the chance to show that they could be the guy, and there's going to be such a short sample size, as you just said.
Yeah.
And like, if these guys play 4 or 5 games, that's not enough. And you can't pass up that opportunity next year to draft a guy who would be at the upper echelon of that draft class.
I kind of feel like they wanted Kenny Pickett to win the job.
I do too.
Or at least some folks within the building wanted Kenny Pickett to win that job.
And then if he doesn't play well, then you know, hey, we're going to draft a quarterback next year too.
Right. And you really lose nothing but a season.
Right.
Well, what's another season when you look at how things have gone for this franchise, especially at the quarterback
position? Hate to agree with you on that, but yes.
You know, I mean, you're sacrificing a year this year while also trying not to sacrifice the year this year, and that's part of the reason they brought Joe Flacco back. Because you could say, hey, look what he did the last time he was here and how amazing that was. So we're gonna give it a shot, and you can sell that to the veterans in the locker room too. Hey, we're legit trying to win. We're not messing around this year. We're not tanking the season. But then if they, again, start out what we think they're all going to start out as, then you got to pivot and say, okay, we got to find out what these kids can or cannot do. And that falls right in line with Jimmy Haslam told us a couple weeks ago about Kevin Stefanski understanding the assignment this year.
Two things. One, what do you think is going to happen with Quinshon Judkins, if you can guess on that? And then two, like Diana Rossini was tweeting this morning saying that the Browns are actively looking for another running back. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not all that blown away with what they have right now. I'm just keeping it real. Like, I like Jerome Ford, but Samson hasn't shown me a lot.
They like Jerome Ford so much, they drafted two running backs.
Right. Pierre Strong.
And had him take a cut in salary, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Pierre Strong doesn't really move the needle all that much. No, again, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Okay, last game, but it is what it is.
But as far as Judkins goes, like, I mean, they got to see what the NFL is going to do from a disciplinary standpoint, if anything. If the league gives him the all free and clear and says he can play, then the Browns will sign him immediately and they'll get him up to speed and get him on the field as quickly as possible. But if the
Do you think that's going to happen?
I have no idea, Jeff. I don't think it's fair to even speculate on it because, you know, the facts as we know them are that prosecutors chose not to pursue the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the NFL burden of proof or standards of whatever is a little different than the legal system. And so I have no idea of what the NFL is going to do. And so I think that the Browns right now, and I'll give Andrew Berry some credit, he's being real patient with that particular process because, too, if he does get disciplined by the NFL, can you fully guarantee the contract? Probably not, right? Or you got to put something in there that says, hey, if this happens again where you're disciplined by the league or you run into law enforcement again or something like that, you know, we get to claw back some guarantees or something like that. So, you know, for me, it's not about the dollars, okay? It's about the language and the contract and Andrew Berry having the ability to protect himself and the Browns.
Where does that put Isaiah Bond then? That's my, because I kind of jumped from one to another.
Right.
And then.
Well, Bond is, there's nothing. I mean, he's full go. Like, as soon as they're just trying to get him up to speed. I asked Stefanski yesterday if he was comfortable playing him on Saturday, and Kevin, I don't think he was him and Han. He's like, I got to see how things go this week before I can make that determination. But Isaiah is 100% in the fold. They are working to get him up to speed. He's getting reps in practice, and so
the league's not going to do anything.
Right.
That's gone, right? He's
right.
Good. He's clear.
And that is why the Browns fully guaranteed that contract at a little over $3 million for 3 years.
Daryl Ryder joining us. Kenny Pickett did 11 on 11s yesterday. Do you think that takes him out of the idea of starting?
No, Kenny did not, by the way. Tyler Huntley.
Kevin said he was going to.
Well, but he did. But
he didn't, huh?
He didn't, no.
Okay.
No.
Then does that put him in position to start the season on the injured list?
I mean, that certainly is an option, right? And that becomes another thing, right? How does Andrew Berry, because I do believe that they're going to keep four quarterbacks. Doesn't mean
and
that
if
they're
you stash one on the injured list, that means Tyler Huntley
right,
makes the team.
Doesn't mean that this is going to be four active quarterbacks, right? Wink,
right.
Wink. I don't know, you know, maybe you get Tyler Huntley on the practice squad or you move Pickett, but you put Huntley on the practice squad because I think Huntley you could get to a practice squad. I don't think anyone's lining up to grab that guy off the waiver wire. Pickett, someone might grab. Gabriel, someone might grab. Sanders, I guarantee you somebody would grab. So I think Barry's going to try and find a way to keep four quarterbacks because hate to be a broken record, but the facts are the facts. This organization, on average, needs three quarterbacks to get through the season schedule, whether it's 16 or 17 games, right? And recent history is they need four or five. So, yeah, I don't think that they all of a sudden have this surplus of quarterbacks in Berea.
Last thought, does Flacco's tenure depend on his play or wins and losses?
Both. because I think his play is tied to the wins and losses.
Okay,
I'm not worried about defense. I think this defense has the potential to be phenomenal, even better than it was in 2023. That is assuming they don't get gassed, and it also is assuming that they stay healthy. Because we're already seeing at the cornerback position, depth is being challenged, right? MJ Emerson lost for the season.
Yeah.
Greg Newsom was lost 3 weeks with a shoulder injury, which they told us was no big deal. Kevin Stefanski told us yesterday that Denzel Ward's injury is no big deal. And I'm thinking, okay, is it no big deal in that we're, you know, Denzel's back to practice on Thursday, or is it no big deal and we'll see Denzel Ward in a month?
Yeah.
You're going to have to define the no big deal for me.
D, off to practice?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you stopping in.
See you there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.